Nicole,
and I'm Monica, and we're two fangirls who like to talk about media and knit. This is our podcast, While We Were Knitting. This month, we watched Centaur World, which is a, not a mini-series, but kind of a mini-series from Netflix about a horse from a fantasy world and her rider who get transported to a world that is just full of all different types of centaurs through this rift. And it's about, the first season is about horse trying to reunite with her rider while also dealing with the PTSD of both being in the war and then being thrown from that war into an entirely new world. So this month, we watched the first season. I also watched the second season, but we'll be mostly talking about the first season. And I knit the We Sherlock by Hillard.
And I knit the Planetary Pullover, again, by Skein Annigans after pulling out the entire thing.
Sometimes these things just happen.
Yeah.
Okay, so Monica, we were spoiled a little bit up front that it was a horse that was going to go, not the rider, but which is fine because it's, again, revealed within the first 4 minutes. But I did like that when they started, you couldn't tell who.
I kind of forgot that. I had completely forgotten that. So I was like, wait, did the girl get turned into a horse? Did the girl and the horse get merged into one? Because that's kind of twisted. That's really what I was going with for the first couple of minutes. And I was like, oh, this is that's interesting. Then what happened to the... No, it's just the horse.
No, I remembered that. And what I didn't expect, though, was I cried through, like, in the first, like, four episodes. Each of them had a moment where I was like, oh, I'm just sobbing. And in that first episode, it was when she started singing when Ryder started singing the lullaby to Horace, and partially just because I'm full of feelings these days, and I think partially because Disney has conditioned me to have some real feelings about, like, because Ryder's like a child, about, like, a child and their, like, beloved animal companion. I was just like, she loves her so much.
The singing, like, I did not expect there to be so much singing and for there to be really good singing.
So good.
So good.
No. So Water Baby, the hippo shaman, hippo centaur shaman, is voiced by Renee Eliza Goldberry, who played Angelica in the original Hamilton cast recording. So that was really fun. And the mysterious older lady is Leah Salonge.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no, I had the Wikipedia article open to be like, oh, who are all these people who are doing these songs? And the Nowhere King, when he started singing, I'm like, that's a real Javert. Like, this man is going to start singing to me about, like, the legality of justice at any second now. And he was actually Javert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh,
and I was like,
that
is the vibe.
It's an unexpectedly star-studded cast.
It was a great cast. They really sprung for it for something that's, like, it seems like a very silly... And it is in a lot of ways very
silly. Insanely silly. It was so insanely silly that I was like, this is going to go real dark places by the end. And she's going to find out that Ryder is dead. That's totally where I was going with your mind. Like, oh my God, this is going to end so badly. Fortunately, that's not happening.
I was really worried that the mysterious older lady who you were seeing was Ryder and that she hated horse now.
Oh, that's
so me. I was like, oh no, does Ryder hate horse? Oh. And I was like, no, she can't hate her. And then they were reunited in the rift, and, like, Ryder didn't recognize her, and I started crying again.
Oh, valid. You know, that's about that. I can also see why Ryder didn't recognize her.
Because she looked like two beach balls having a weird-looking baby. As everybody on the whale see things.
Oh, my God, the whale.
Yeah.
Like, I did not see that whole thing coming. I was like,
oh, surprise? We're going to talk about suicide in this series? Okay.
Well, that was when I was like, oh, God, Ryder's dead. Oh, my God, Ryder's dead. That was about the time I was like, oh, this is going dark places.
It's real dark when the merman is like, you know, I'm setting up all these, like, cool games.
I know.
But they always pick the whale. And I'm like, dark. It's dark.
The sunfish center.
I was like, oh, my God. Yes. Oh, that was so funny. Everything about the mermaids with Waterwink and being like,
Yes.
I was like, this is perfect. She is me. Waterwink is me.
Oh, someone is having some feelings.
I am not as into mermen. Like, that would not be my weird hyperfixation that I made my, like, little daughter minion.
Yes.
Like, that would not be what I would be doing. But I'm like, yeah, no, I understand this feeling. I know where this feeling comes from. Oh, my God. It was such, like, a delightful series. It was just so, one of those things where I could never really figure out where we were going.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's unusual for a cartoon series.
Yeah.
Well, it's unusual for any series, honestly. Yeah.
Like, where I was just like, oh, I have no idea where we're going. Like, when Horse stopped being drawn in the animation style of her world, I was like, oh, and I didn't see it coming.
I didn't see it coming, and I also, like, in the beginning when they were like, oh my god, what happened to you? I'm like, what? She looks the same. For a little while there, I was like, I don't understand. Oh, my god, it's the curly, fluffy hair thing.
Yep. Cynthia and I have been just finished watching the DuckTales series, and so Horse is voiced by somebody from DuckTales, so I was like, oh, great, because there's, like, one of the little friend characters, so, like, it was also like, oh, I know this voice, so that was really comfortable for me as well.
I admit, especially in the first episode, I'm like, oh, I'm not 100% sure I'm going to like the series, I'm going to finish it, but, like, there, I have a pretty limited tolerance for crazy absurdity.
Sure.
But it was especially they led into the really crazy absurdity in a really smooth way that you kind of bought into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the beginning, I'm like, okay, she wants to get out of this completely bonkers, insane world so she can go back to her world. But these people are really bonkers. And then by the end, you're like, oh no, they're totally fine. They're totally normal. This is for her. This is the way they are.
This is her family, actually. Right. So much. And like, Waterwick was like, this is my family. This is the herd.
Yeah.
And when in the second episode, they're singing that duet.
That was my favorite song.
So good.
Yeah, that was my favorite song of all of them.
Where Horse is like, be brave, be strong, crush the skulls of your enemies underneath your feet. And Waterwick was like, we are soft. We are scared. And like, I was like, oh, this is so much. Yeah. This is so much. And in the second season, they have that final, like, the final episode is really long. The final episode is, like, 90 full minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have, like, a more integrated version of that duet where they're kind of blending those two lyrics to make something more coherent that is, like, we have to be brave, but we are, like, soft, scared people in a, like, big, scary world.
Yeah.
So it was very touching.
Yeah.
I cried during that, too. I was just having feelings.
I had feelings during that whole thing, too, because I was like, oh, okay, now I'm actually starting to feel for the crazy center creatures that I do, like, with these weird designs.
Yeah, who shoot mini versions of themselves out of their boats.
What is happening?
Yeah, and the mini centaur versions who are, like, horrified to be alive. And they're like, why have I been created? But, like, you get to know them, and you're like, oh, they have grounding backstories.
Yes.
And what's his face? The giraffe centaur.
I keep wanting to say Dumbledore. That's not.
Dumbledore has like a genuinely heartbreaking backstory in season two, where his parents like didn't care about him and were like, "You're stupid, and we don't like you," and they like abandon him. And then Waterwick is like, "Hey, want to come be part of the herd?" He also adopts a son that's actually a stabbed version of a minotaur, and he's like, "This is my beloved son, Stabby." Oh,
yes, he did that in the last episode.
Yeah, Stabby becomes like a whole character.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Eventually he gets like centaur world the same way that Horse does, and he becomes like a cute little lizard who has like a little dagger sticking out of him and like this big, he's like, father. And they become like a father son, and at one point, like before that happens, he's like, I'm 44, and Dumbledore's like, well, I'm 47 and I'm your father now.
Okay.
So it's just a wild series, but they really committed.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
Like, I appreciated what they did with the different shamans. And I appreciated the lead into the Nowhere King.
That
eerie song that they kept on.
It's so creepy.
It was so creepy, but in such a good way.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I still have that song stuck in
my head. It's really creepy.
It's really creepy and catchy.
The other thing I forgot to say, so I was knitting on the Wee Sherlock, but I was also spinning during a lot of it. I was doing supplying, and when the Nowhere King came on screen, I would start to pedal faster on my spinning wheel because he, like, really freaked me out a little bit, because it's like they saw Spirited Away and looked at No Face and were like, how can we make this creepier? Yeah.
How can he actually be creepy rather than, like, cute dude sitting on the subway?
Yeah, no, but they were, like, that same, like, blobby, black, like, thing, plus the terrifying elk skull, and I was just, like, every time I was on screen, I was like, oh, okay, okay. So that was very effective, I thought, as a thing, and he becomes much more prevalent in the second series, and he never really stops being creepy, because they utilize him pretty sparingly, and, like, that weird, like, glurpy black ooze remain for me very effectively scary.
Well, and it's interesting because, like, the aesthetic of that, the sort of blobbiness of it, mm-hmm. is very in keeping with Centaur World.
Yeah.
But it shows, but most of Centaur World is just like, you know, it's leaves that get mad when you sit on the. So the fact that he fits into the aesthetic of this, like, crazy, goofy, silly world, I think makes it more effective.
In the second season, Water Baby goes to the other world. Like, what does it happen? Like, when she lays, like, I'm blocking the rift, she goes to the other world. Mm-hmm. And you can see the edges of her character work in the other world. Yeah. And it's really effective. It's like, oh, wow, like. It's even more stark because when Horse comes to Centaur World, you're like, oh, this is a different animation style in this world, and that's the tension. But it's even starker when it goes the other way. I don't know. It was very effective. So I felt like the first season was, like, well-paced and well-shaped, you know? Like, the plot crescendoed and arced, and there was never any point where I was like, this lags, or this is... like filler, you know, they're like, we've got 8 episodes, we are doing the 5 shamans, an intro and an outro. So I felt like that was very effective in that way, and it was very funny. They were like, we don't know why Whale is called the last shaman, weird that they call her that, but like metatextually, you're like, oh yeah, it's because she's of 5 of 5,
right?
Yeah, right. So that works. And the song that the older lady sings to them, which was like, sometimes the heartbreak comes from those you love. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I appreciated that each of these, we didn't get to see that much of Turtledown, I think.
No.
Well, or of his backstory.
No.
But like, I appreciated that each of these like completely insane characters very clearly had their own personality.
Mm-hmm.
Very clearly had their own things going on, like the kleptomania.
Yes, Glendale.
It took me a really long, like, I'm not even sure I still remember all of their names. I'm like,
no, that's fine. There's a lot of them.
Like the zebras.
Yeah,
the zebra,
that's Zarius. No, he's just a zebra.
He's just a zebra. Yeah, the whole contrast between like the sort of human-ish face and then. Like, I was like,
Zulius.
Yeah, Zulius, that's right. Like, the whole uncanny valley of it all took me a while to get through.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know that I like this.
Well, none of them have noses except when they do, which was very funny. Whenever Chet would be like, handsome for 8 seconds.
Oh my god.
I feel like, oh my god.
It's terrifying.
Yeah. You're like, oh, there's this face on this little bird creature. I don't like it. I don't care for it.
But, like, nothing. Chet, like, hates
the horse.
Yeah,
he gets turned into a horse, and he's like, "I don't like it. I'm still mad about being a horse. How do the legs even work?" Oh, that was very good. The trees were also shamans were creepy.
They were creepy. I did not expect the solution to be kicking them down.
Yeah, no, they're like, "Screw you, trees!
Yeah. Screw you, trees! You didn't help her when she needed the help." I kill you.
Oh my god. When we find out about One Wing's like heartbreaking backstory, it's like, oh, okay. This is dark.
Again.
Yes. Everybody was murdered except for her and the little like butterfly and ladybug centaur who was like, I'm off.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this is why she's real weird about like safety and people and family.
The tree wouldn't help her. And she came back.
Yes.
To fight that.
Yes.
The whole horse, who she barely knew.
Yeah.
I had lots of feelings.
It's packing in a lot of feelings for something that is, again, I can't remember, either 8 or 10, like, half-hour little episodes. Yeah. Getting a lot in. Well, I think if there was one thing that I would knit inspired by it, because this might be the first time we've ever seen knitting in a thing, because we saw crochet in Bluey.
Bluey, yes.
But I don't know if we've ever seen knitting.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, obviously you have to knit something out of pink alpaca.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
I'm like, maybe like a little scarf, a little fluffy scarf.
Yeah.
In season 2, they go to see the cold centaurs, which are like the Arctic centaurs, basically. And the horse gets like a little pink hat with a little pink like slivers for her ears.
Uh-huh.
It's great. So.
See, I was thinking like a cowl in a fantasy theme. So, so Mary J. Hunt makes a lot of, like, very, very detailed fantasy scene cowls. So I was thinking I was like, oh, a kraken cow, but they, I don't think they're already like kraken type creatures. No, there's just the whale.
Yeah.
So something along those lines.
Yeah. There's a whale, there's a merman who has a girlfriend. Yeah, and Wallowig is so mad.
So
she's like, Jennifer.
Also the fact that they chose a sunfish.
Yeah.
Like, why a sunfish?
Why not?
Who knows? But a sunfish.
Yeah. Why not? It's like a very interesting series. The person who created and I think was the producer of the series is also the voice for Glendale.
Oh.
Which is, I know, very fun as well. And I was like, I would have loved to be like, how did you pitch this and how did you explain this? Because you can say like up front, like, oh, it's, you know, a horse goes to this world where everybody's centaurs. There's a very easy encapsulation. But that doesn't give you any of the vibes. No. Or like how do you pitch the mole centaurs?
Right. Yes. What's his name? Comfortable dog. Comfortable dog. That's right.
Yes. Comfortable dog with his German accent.
I was like, why? What is the accent? I don't understand.
No, he just does. He just does.
But he is the most comfortable of himself.
Yeah. He has no eyes. None of them have any eyes.
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah, I would have loved to be like, yeah, so this is what my vision is. And they're like, Moltars?
Okay. What was Glendale?
Glendale, and I only know this because I literally looked this up. I had like the Wikipedia page open, is a Garanuk, which is, as far as I can tell, a type of antelope-esque creature. A giraffe gazelle.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah. But she's pink, because why not? The alpaca, you know, Wanamink is also pink. Yeah. Because, again, why not? In season 2, Zulius and the tiger centaur get together. And they're you know how Zulius can talk direct to camera, as we find out in the...
And makes everyone else suffer. Yes. Yes.
It's like, I'm stopping time and talking directly to you. But everybody, it's like a horrible thing. He's like, our ship name is Stripes on Stripes. And the little, like, Chiron. It's very good.
Wow. Yeah.
And that whole, like, cat centaur, we're doing, like, a little, like, talent show for the cutest shaman of the world who will blast you was just great.
That was amazing.
The cats were very creepy, though.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. The backup dancer cats?
Yeah, the backup dancer cats. Just the cats in general. Because I feel like that was either I think that was the second time we ran into somebody singing about the Nowhere King.
Yes, you're right. They were the cats. Yeah.
It was a very creepy theme song. Because the first time this was just, like, when they were randomly in the forest.
Yeah.
And every single time, it's like, oh, that's creepy. Yeah. Gotcha. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, now I'm trying to remember what the shamans were. There was Water Baby, the hippo who lives on a houseboat, and is, like, trying to help Wanamink be like, hey, yeah, so you dropped out of shaman school and disappeared into the night because you couldn't handle the pressure of failure.
Yeah.
But you are still, you need to lift the bog. There was the trees.
Yes.
There was Teacup Johnny.
Who's
the fourth?
The mole.
The mole, yes.
The mole queen.
Yeah, the mole queen, who was... I was
the judge.
Yeah, she was the judge. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is she Judge Judy? Is she Janet Jackson? Like, maybe she's both?
Yeah.
No. And then there was the whale shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were all very good. And then you go to the final place.
Yeah.
It was very funny whenever the mysterious lady would disappear with a crack, and Zulia would be like, what an exit. And they'd be like, oh, she's like 300 yards away. We can still see her.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. 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 So, one of the other things that I just would be very interested in knowing is how many seasons they were promised up front, because they came out right on top of each other when I looked at the release dates. It was like Centaur World season 1, and then season 2 came out 6 months later.
Oh.
Yeah. But the thing about season 2 is there's like not that many episodes. The last episode is pretty long, and they do successfully wrap everything up. But they spend at least, like, 4 or 5 episodes, probably more, just, like, wandering around Centaur World trying to put together an army to fight the Nowhere King.
Mm.
So you're, like, getting all of these views of all these groups. But, like, because of that, it becomes way less centered on the herd. Because it's, like, let me tell you about, like, the bird centaurs, who are basically, like, a group of fangirls.
Oh.
And, like, some of them are boys, but, like, fangirls, and they're, like, they have these terrible egg things that, like, are like their cell phones, but it, like, hatches. And, like, this was another piece of, like, this never has gotten, it never got less disturbing. It, like, hatched birds that were, like, not entirely formed yet, because they're, like, infant birds.
Oh,
they were still slimy, and they had,
oh,
like, the bulging eyes or cover. And they just, like, croak out whatever that person had said, and, like, crawl over and be, like, ow, oh,
L.
And I was like, oh, this is upsetting.
This is upsetting. I don't like that at all.
No, it was quite bad. It was quite bad. But anyways, there was like, and then like they met the horse centaur and they met the Arctic centaur.
So the horse centaur?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The horse centaurs are fancy.
Oh.
And Chadwick grew up with the horse centaurs.
Oh, that's
why. Told him, and that's why he hates horses. So, yeah, the horse centaurs are like doing Versailles, basically. Yeah. Minus their one creepy child who's from like 1920s haunted photographs.
Oh.
And wants to like, was like, this is a book that Chadwick is like, this is a ball for my croquet. So it's like, and very wild. It's wild. But anyway, so like they spent like 4 or 5 episodes, like basically just kind of spending most of the time doing that and being like, hey, here's this new society.
World building.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, you only have like 10 episodes in this season. Like, did you think you were going to get 3 seasons? And this is why you like have these episodes, because it's a real like season 2 wandering around vibe.
Yeah.
Instead of like season 3, let's go get the bad guy vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was interesting. Like, they successfully landed it. Basically what happened is the Nowhere King is do you care?
Spoilers.
Yeah. Okay. The Nowhere King is what happened because there was a elk centaur who didn't want to be a centaur because the worlds were connected and the humans were like kind of shitty to centaurs, and he like internalized that and he was like, I don't like being a centaur. I want the princess, who's the mysterious lady that was running around centaur world, lady, to love me. Like, I want her to like see me as an equal. Mm-hmm. And how can she ever see me as an equal while I'm a centaur?
Mm-hmm.
So he basically finds the rift at that point connected the two pieces, and he finds a way to split himself. So he is an elk and a human.
Oh.
And the human becomes the general.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah.
And
Then how did he become that?
So what happens is the human becomes the general, and the elk is like, I don't really like this. I don't. I feel weird. I feel bad. I feel incomplete. Yeah. We are supposed to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And the general's like, no, screw you. I don't want that. I want to keep living the life where I've married this princess and everything is good. And so he tries to drown the elk.
Oh my God.
It gets darker. It's real dark. He tries to drown the elk, but he starts coughing up water.
Oh my God.
Because he's still connected. He can't kill the elk because it's him. So he takes the elk and locks him in a dark, windowless room in the dungeons with no light and no one there for 10 years.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So he comes out in rough shape because the princess finds out and is like, oh my God. It's like, we gotta get you out of here. We gotta get you free. And so the
good on the princess for letting the elk out.
Yeah. She's like, oh my God, I didn't know. Like, I'm letting you out. And she's like, and so he's not doing great after 10 years.
I guess not.
In that situation. And he realizes that he can make centaurs. He can take like 2 creatures and meld them together in the inverse way that he split himself.
Sure.
And so he goes into the rift and starts, that's when he becomes the black, like the skull, the front starts rotting off his skull. And he starts becoming like black and blobby. And so that like the elk becomes the Nowhere King. And so in the last battle, Ryder is trying to shoot an arrow at the Nowhere King and the general stabs her.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So she doesn't die. At one point, I thought they were like straight up just going to kill Ryder. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are we just like going real, real, real dark? She does not die. She goes to Centaur World at the end with horse, and they live there. But what happens is that the general and the Nowhere King are reunited and become the Elk Centaur. Yeah. And then the princess kills him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. They were like, we can't. This is die. And I was like, and like, he's like still.
Which is interesting because she couldn't before.
No, she couldn't. But I think she finally is like, this is
not.
We can't.
Yeah.
We can't. Because at one point I was like, can she not do it again? And they were like, nope, she can do it now. But she can't look at him. She like, I didn't notice it until somebody was doing it. Until somebody wrote commentary somewhere online. But they were like, you notice she's looking at him and then she has to shift her gaze before she brings the staff down on him. And it's like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. So we find out in season 2, and this is another reason where I'm like, were you expecting to have more time? Mm-hmm. Because it was like 2 or 3 episodes before the end of the show, that horse has this magical power where she can go into people's backstories.
Oh.
And that's what the trees revealed when she went into Wanawings. Yeah. She's like, oh, you have backstory magic. So so you can like find out about people's backstories. So she goes into the Nowhere King to find out about his backstory and meets like Elk as he was before he was the Nowhere King. And like that's how you get all the backstory of like how did all this happen.
That sounds like they thought they were either gonna get a longer season or a second season. Because that doesn't mesh with five episodes of wandering around and meeting people.
Precisely. I'm like, oh, were you expecting to do like wandering around backstory magic as a full season and then do another season that's like about defeating the Nowhere King? But I don't know. They did complete the story. It did have an arc, but I did spend a lot of season two being like, you know, you only have like not that many more episodes left, right? But they still kept singing. There was songs all the way through. So they still kept up the like musicals, which great, fantastic.
I really enjoyed that.
The music was so good. They were not long songs, you know, they're like a minute and a half. But they were all obviously written for this show. Yeah,
100%. There was no getting around that.
No. It was just, I would have loved to see what it could have become with like that extra season. Even if got like two or three more seasons, I still think it would have been a really good show and a really interesting show.
Yes.
But I think the first season is a really, really good season.
I really enjoyed it, and I only saw the first season, and I was actually satisfied by the end. I was like, yes, I could definitely watch more of this, but this was a really good arc.
Yeah. No, it's a very satisfying arc. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, I want to be reunited with Ryder, and she still clearly loves Ryder, but it's like, okay, I also need to do this for our world as well.
Growth!
I love a character growth.
Yeah. Even if you look like two beach balls today. He really does. I don't know if I like this art change, but okay. The one thing I did not like the talking tail thing.
That's fair.
Did not like that at all. Either from an aesthetic perspective or from a terrible joke perspective. I did not like either of those things.
Oh wow, I had totally blanked that out of my mind because I didn't care about it and I didn't enjoy it. Yeah, the talking cow was stupid.
That was really dumb.
No. I don't think that added anything. They do end up back at the mole people at one point, and Grendale is still a wanted criminal. And at one point, you think that she's, like, disguised herself with a fake mustache and, like, is speaking in Spanish. And you're like, Grendel, it's like the worst disguise. Like, it's so obviously you. And then you find out it's not actually her. And she's disguised herself as a wall. And there's just another antelope. And they're like, you criminal. And they call away the, like, senor or whatever his face was. And Glenda, like, basically pops out of the wall and is like, I'm good. We're good. So, it's very funny.
I really enjoyed the series. I don't know if I would watch it again the same way. Okay. Like, it was definitely one of those that, like, the shock value of the first time is definitely memorable.
Yeah. Like, again, I feel like with most series, even if there are things that I don't foresee, I know what they're trying to do. I'm like, oh, I didn't know how you were going to get there. But, like, I didn't know what they were trying to do here. I was like, I don't know what you're aiming at.
I thought I did in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Like, in the first episode, you're like, oh, I know how this is going to go. And the second episode happens, and, like, the tornado turns into a centaur. And I'm like, what is happening?
The tornado turns into a centaur who wants to, like, sings you a haunting song about wanting to eat you.
Right. The tornado.
God.
God, the puns are so bad.
They were just like, we're doing them. Yeah. We're doing all the puns. You can't escape.
No.
The part where Glendale shoves a tree into her stomach, and he's like, I have a family! I'm like, oh, dark!
Yeah.
In season two, it's, like, kind of a throwaway line, where she's like, I used to have parents, and I'm like, did you eat them? And, like, that kind of is the vibe. Yeah. Like, she probably put her parents into the belly. Yeah. Yes.
Like, oh, did not see that coming at all.
I'm not a little kleptomaniac, and she never changes her kleptomaniac ways. No.
Nope.
At one point, in order to get the cult centaurs in line, she does like an Elizabeth Holmes impression, and she like basically, because the cult centaurs are like, it's cold and we don't like it, and we think that if we side with the Nowhere King, he'll let us go somewhere warm. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, the Nowhere King is, of course, is trying to run around recruiting an army. Yeah. And Glendale's like, no, we know you're scared. we know the things. And she just, like, says words to them in a very calming voice. And, like, half of it's, like, really deep, insightful about, like, just because you're hurting doesn't mean you can externalize those hurts and, like, inflict them on other people. And half of it is, like, random nonsense words. Decided, like, a soothing voice. But she's in, like, a black turtleneck.
Oh.
She's got, like, glasses on. They're, like, full Elizabeth Holm
impressions.
She gives, like, a little talk on a stage. And I was like, wow, this is just so specific.
Yeah. So culturally specific.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, this show is just going for it. I'm really happy that I watched all of it. I also had a weird experience where I was watching it, like, I was like, oh, I'll just watch the first season. And I started at, like, 9 p.m. And I was like,
oh, no.
Keep going. So I was watching the second season at, like, between midnight and, like, 3 a.m. And I was like, gotta keep going. We need to know what happens. And it's very funny because that was right the night before they shut down password sharing on Netflix.
Oh, wow.
So I snuck in literally under the wire. I don't have Netflix. Yeah. So we will not be doing Netflix things going forward.
It is true. I do not have it either now.
So RIP to Queen Charlotte, which was something I was considering for the fall, which I heard was cute. Yeah. But... no, you know, Netflix is like, no password sharing for you. And it's like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Noted.
Yeah. Was your spinning and your knitting a good match?
The knitting was a good match. The Weak Sherlock is mostly stockinette flat with just like a little bit of cabling, but I was pretty much done with the cabling. I just had to do a little bit at the bottom. So that was pretty easy. The spinning, besides, I, like, couldn't count. Normally when I'm flying, I count. But it turned out fine. It was a good match, except for the fact that I would get stressed out when I saw the number thing, and I would start speeding up, and I was like, oh, my God. So that was, but, like, you know, I didn't have to look at it, and I could give my attention to it. But it was funny, because I don't know if I would have clocked that, like, I would have clocked that I didn't like it, but I didn't know. I was like, oh, I'm anxious, and I'm pedaling faster without, like, that little piece of feedback.
Yeah.
So how was your cowl?
Well, the planetary cowl is fine. For the pullover, I actually made it through all the points that I was not able to make it through before, so maybe it was lucky.
There you go. It worked this time.
It worked this time, after 3 tries.
If it had been more than 3, it would have been cursed, and you would have just been like, this will become something else.
It worked.
It worked this time. Next time, I was thinking about how in the next 2 months, we are doing 2 movie theater movies, because we're going to do the Spider-Man animated movie, about which I'm very, very excited. So it'll be 2 months of animated situations. And then we're going to do the Barbie movie, which I'm, like, so excited about. I've watched that, like, trailer 3 times on Friday because I kept getting excited about it over again. I was like, I need to go watch it again.
See, I haven't seen it because I don't watch trailers.
Okay.
So I'm going to be going into this cold for both of them. This is going to be very exciting.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting. But I am thinking very carefully. I'm like, what can I knit that's stockinette in the round?
Yeah.
Because my current project is stockinette flat, and I'm also increasing. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I need to start like a pair of socks or something that has just a plain stockinette leg so that I can just work on that.
Yeah.
So. I'm looking through my queue for appropriate projects for our next 2, but I'm very excited about both of those. Okay, so over the next 2 months, we will talk to you all then.